I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Thank you. 9:07 now. We're joined by Charlton McGinley, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs. Good morning, Charlton. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Tucker. Thanks for having me.
Tommy, please. You know, so many times what we have thoughts in our head about people living in poverty, about people getting government assistance, about thank you for your service, about honoring veterans. Sometimes there's a disconnect when you look at the facts. And that's kind of what's going on here. Tell me about the situation with Louisiana veterans living in poverty.
Well, first off, thanks for giving me a chance to talk about this. I'll tell you, we saw that report that you're referring to that had Louisiana, I think, ranked 50th right in veteran poverty. And I went through the five stages of grief in about 30 seconds. And as we kind of got over the nature of the report, we kind of dug back into it and said, look, what's the data? What are we looking at right now? And so we saw this from two perspectives, a data kind of view and then the human view. And so to make sure that the data was right and see where they were going with this, we really parsed it back and we pulled the census reports that they were using.
Talk about the report, if you would, Charlton, for people that don't know what we're talking about.
So the report has Louisiana as the worst state for veterans to live in when it comes to poverty. The percentages right now are a little over 8%. The national average is 5.9%. And so they essentially took the veteran data that they had from the VA, parsed it with various census data, and that's how they kind of came up with their methodology. Mm-hmm. And so as we were looking at everything, they were looking at a five-year estimate, and the data is dated. So it's from 2019 to 2023. We don't dispute the data. It's there, but it's not a current snapshot of certainly what's going on in the state right now. The bigger issue that I would have is, you know, Louisiana veterans are we're just a cross section of society when you think about it. And so we're not a separate economy. I pay taxes just like any non-veteran. And so your statewide poverty and your veteran poverty are going to be linked in many ways. And so it's just trying to peel back some of this data and say, why are we at 8.1% and what can we do about it to close that gap and to essentially eliminate veteran poverty as much as we can? The data came from an organization called Vetery.org, their consumer information website. They write about grants. It's not peer reviewed. There was no published methodology. We didn't even see a research. The margin of error for the data that they were using at points was up to 40 and 50%. So some of it may have not been the best data to use, But again, we're not disputing much of that. We're just saying that it really is dated. So mm-hmm. it's 3 years old, and I think you've got to take that in the context.
So what is the current situation for veterans in Louisiana as it relates to living below the poverty line?
So right now, I'll tell you, based on the data, like I said, it's dated. We're not going to argue. We don't know what it is because it's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And we took a look at it and tried to peel some of the newer data, but it was really difficult to get a better snapshot. But I'll tell you this. I'm in Abbeville right now. In about an hour or so, we're going to have the SpaceX announcement. Mm-hmm. And it's yet another major investment into the state of Louisiana brought in by the governor and this administration. And when you start looking at the amount of investment that's happened over the last 2.5 years, not just with SpaceX and Meta and Hyundai and Amazon, I think the last number that I saw was $160 billion of capital investment. For veterans, that's right up our alley. When I think of veteran employment, I think of veterans who are, many of them, are very skilled trade worksmen. You're talking about electricians, engineers, mechanics, people who are really good with their hands. And so when you have these massive construction projects coming in, this is creating job opportunity, of course, not just for veterans, but for all Louisianians. And so it's right now, my biggest effort is trying to get these veterans who are looking for work into one of these really, really good paying jobs. If I'm not mistaken, Hyundai, many of their average jobs are going to be $95,000 or higher. So we're talking about well-paying jobs. We're not talking about entry-level positions. So from the LDVA's perspective, we have significant partnerships with organizations called the Boot and NextStop. I want to talk about the Boot real quick.
Sure.
The Boot is a program that the governor has championed. It was something that right before I came in, I said we need to have an organization whose job it is to take that transitioning service member out of Barksdale, Fort Polk, Belle Chasse, wherever we can get them, and make sure that we're doing everything that we can to keep them here. And so the mantra really became recruit, retain, return. Mm-hmm. I want these veterans who've spent 4, 6, 10 years, whatever it may be, to keep their skills and their trades and their education that they received from the military and benefit the state of Louisiana. And so, that was how the Boot kind of came about, is let's do what we can. The state has generously funded the program for the first couple of years. But the most important thing that I would tell any taxpayers, the return that we're getting on the Boot now is really starting to come in folds. Because in their last year, they placed 255 veterans who might have left the state to go look for work. They've built 370-something partnerships with local industry to take these veterans who are walking out of the service and put them to work. And I took a look at the Boots numbers last night. 72% of the people, that 255 they've placed, they've retained those. So we've kept that talent who are at these installations, these military installations, in state. But for me, the bigger number was that the fact that they had 17% of the folks who had left the state, mm-hmm. they brought them back.
Wow.
And that's the number that I keep looking at. And I really hope that over time, the Boot continues to return our brothers and sisters who left the state back home. I was one of those. I left for 20 years. So, and my deputy left for 20 plus years, and my undersecretary left for 20 years. So we have, between the three of us, we have 75 years of military service. And, you know, we had this question in my house. My last duty assignment was in Northern Virginia, and we were deciding, do we come home or do we not come home? You know, do we need to stay here for a little bit and then come home? I mean, these are questions that military families all around the country who are from Louisiana have to ask themselves, right? What are their opportunities right now? And I would tell any Louisiana family right now, if you're outside the state and you're saying, do I come home? I've never seen opportunity like this in my entire lifetime when it comes to what's going on right now with what the governor and Susan Bourgeois is doing. Never seen it before. I don't think any of us have ever seen it before.
Talk about NextStop.
Oh, well. And so NextStop, so the Boot, they're going out and they're bringing them. NextStop is more local to New Orleans, mm-hmm. But they're doing much of the same thing. NextStop is focused on your mainly your junior enlisted folks who have really, really good skills and putting them to work in those industries in the New Orleans area as well. So we have those two major partnerships with both those organizations. But again, it's making sure that we can do everything that we can for the transitioning veteran. And it's really, really important for us to capture that transitioning veteran because it's not just about employment. I will tell you, the transition from the military to civilian life is very difficult, not just on an employment aspect, but just on a mental health aspect.
Talk about that, if you will, for a second, please, Charlton, because for those of us that have not served, I don't think we get that.
So when you, I had the uniform on for 20 years, and I'm a lawyer, and I'm a lawyer who wore camo to work, right? it was one of the greatest privileges I could ever imagine having. But over time, you have this identity of being a service member. And this is what you know. You have this discipline, this structure, this very, very set way of life. You have a mission, and there's your mission focus constantly. And so when you leave the military, particularly those who have spent significant amount of time in the military, when you walk out and you're a civilian on day one, it's like, I don't have anybody telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing camo and boots to work. I don't have anyone saying this is the mission for the day. You're kind of on your own in many ways. And that loss of identity in many ways, the loss of purpose, can be very, very difficult for many people. It was for me. I will tell you, it was very difficult for me. As a retired colonel, JAG officer, to move from military law to being a civilian attorney, there was very much a struggle for the first year, without question. And I think that was pretty common for many of my peers. And so you find oftentimes that that year is when the significant mental health problems for transitioning service members happen. It's just trying to figure out, how do I move on from the military chapter of my life to the civilian chapter of my life?
Is there a divide when it comes to officer or enlisted person?
I don't think so. I mean, I was an officer. I was a career officer. I don't think there really is much of a divide. It really depends in many ways on how long you served. And I'll tell you this, there have been plenty of folks who did 4 to 6 years and had very difficult transitions because just of the high-paced nature, the high-paced tempo of what they did. And then you come back and it's more, you don't have that pace. You don't have that purpose. And so I think it can hit anybody who's walking out of the service, to be honest, which is why getting folks to work as quick as we can in meaningful and purposeful employment right outside of that transition period is so important. So it kind of helps streamlines them as much as they can, as much into civilian society as possible, right? You take care of that piece, the mental health aspects of the transition should kind of subside as long as those individuals are making sure to take care of themselves.
Sounds like you're talking about structure.
Lots of structure. I think structure is so important in that transition period. We've been talking a lot about the classes that military service members have as they're walking out and making sure they have the tools to make that transition as seamless as possible. And that's what I would tell any service member as they're walking out. Make sure you have a plan, not just of employment, but make sure you have a plan of where you're going to live. Make sure you have a plan of where your kids are going to go to school. Make sure you have a plan of what your spouse is going to do. Oftentimes, you know, the spouse is the linchpin of some of these issues, making sure they have work and making sure they have their own purpose. And again, I keep coming back to what we're doing right now in the state of Louisiana. There's so much opportunity here that we have the resources in the state to help that transition as seamlessly as we almost possibly can. And it's not just the employment aspect. We have opportunities for education. I tell everyone, Louisiana's colleges and universities are very reasonable compared to most of the states. Think of all the out-of-staters who come into Louisiana now. Because their education here is a lot cheaper than, say, on the West Coast or in the Northeast. If you're a veteran and you've got your GI Bill, you should be using it at a Louisiana college. And if you're a university administrator and you're not going out trying to get as many service members and veterans to come to your school, you are really behind the curve, because the value of the GI Bill, the value of VA education money right now in the state of Louisiana, we're talking $200+ million. At LSU alone, they get over $30 million just VA money from all the veteran students there. So there's lots of opportunity, not just, of course, at the employment level, but making sure that you can further your education as well.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Charlton McGinley, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs, about the difficulties some veterans have and the number of them living in poverty in the state. And we'll talk about matching up military experience with available jobs when we return here on WWL. 9:25 on this Tuesday morning, talking to Charlton McGinley, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs, about Louisiana. And I don't know if we lead the country in veterans living in poverty, but you don't have to be last for it to be an issue, correct, Charlton?
Concur. To me, any time that you can help, not just a veteran, but you know, anybody of your society, that's got to be what in many ways what government stands for. How do you best help the people of your state, your communities, right? And so that's exactly what I want to talk to you about right now is, you know, we talked about the transition and the, you know, getting veterans to work. Mm-hmm. But there may be some veterans who really just need to explore on how to get their VA benefits. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I've been so proud of my team over the last couple of years is the amount of veterans who have received their VA benefits. In 24, Louisiana led the nation in helping veterans get their benefits. The national growth for veterans, the state was about 2% in helping veterans get their benefits. Louisiana was 6%. We tripled the average of any other state. And I'll tell you, we have about 87,000 veterans right now who are receiving some form of VA compensation, and veterans, we're a significant economic block. We bring in about $2.5 billion just in compensation alone. And so, what I would tell any veteran who's listening right now, if you have never filed for your benefits, and especially if you were a combat veteran, if you saw significant things while you were in the service, if you got hurt in the service, and you've never filed for your benefits, This is money that you have earned. I would highly recommend you reach out to us and let us explore as a team to see if you may be qualified for some VA benefits. I talk to veterans all the time, and they'll say, "Oh, I don't need this. I'm taken away from somebody." And I'll tell them that's not how you should think. Mm-hmm. VA benefits are there. The money is there. And if you're just sitting on this because you think you might be taken away, don't. Let us do our job and take care of you, because you took care of us. You took an oath. You took the same oath that I took when I was in the military, support and defend the Constitution of the United States. This is what your country is doing now in supporting that oath. It's part of the contract in many ways. We're going to take care of you, but you still have to apply for us to take care of you. And so, my team in 2025 filed 180,000 claims. That was up 21% from the previous year. And then the other thing that I'm really proud about my team is, you know, you'll have a lot of veterans who they're not going to go play on the website. They're not going to go on social media. You've got to go to them. Mm-hmm. You have to go to where they are. And this year alone, my team and I have been out to 280 engagements. I love going to a VFW at 7 o'clock at night in Monroe or Zwali or meeting folks in Sulphur. You have to go to where the veterans are because they want to look at you eye to eye, face to face, and make sure that you actually care about them, that you understand their issues and build that trust. And that's what my team has been doing now for the last 2.5 years is going to where the veterans are to help them understand, look, this is what you may be entitled to.
When you leave the service, is there a any kind of exit interview where they explain to you you're entitled to this or that or the other thing?
There's a program called TAP. It's a fire hose, essentially, of information. I remember going through TAP in 2022, and for 4 days, I'm like, this is too much. It was
and you're a lawyer and you're an attorney.
I'm an attorney. The last day they were talking about the VA aspect of you know, walking out of the military. And they said, if you remember nothing, remember these couple of things. Unfortunately, when I went to go file my own VA claim, I remembered them. Oh, that's what they were talking about now. But when you're going through TAP, I mean, really the biggest thing you're thinking of is, how is my life going to change? And it is just so much information. And it is, TAP can be very overwhelming to many people just trying to process it. And, you know, I think that the Department of Defense, Department of War has recognized that TAP needs to be reformed. There needs to be better explanations. One of my favorite programs from the Department of War is SkillBridge. The SkillBridge program puts active duty members and they place them in industry, but the Department of War pays their salaries. So there is essentially a paid internship by the Department of War for them to actually work in industry. Oddly enough, one of the SkillBridge partners in the New Orleans area was the New Orleans Saints.
Really?
The Saints brought on a soldier to be a part of their franchise. The Department of War paid his salary while he interned with the Saints. And part of the deal was the Saints would hire him, which they did at his separation from the military. It's again, the doors that SkillBridge opens up is amazing, and I hope that industry continues to utilize the SkillBridge program as much as they can.
How hard is it to match up, and I got a text on this, military experience with jobs that are available?
Well, I think that goes back to what I was talking about with the boot and Next Stop. These are services that will take a look at a service member's career, see what they did, see what their training was, and apply it to the partners that they've built through their network. So, for instance, like I said, the boot has 370 or so partner companies. They'll take a look at your skills, and let's say if you were, you know, an electrician. Well, right now, all of these companies right now are looking for electricians. But also, it's not just the skills. I will tell you, the great thing about so many service members is you may not have a particular set of skills, but service members are trainable, right? The military for 20 years pushed training in my brain over and over and nonstop. And so military, you know, if you're a service member, we know as an industry, we can train you and get those skills that you need to get you up to speed on what we do. And we hear that all the time from companies.
And I guess, I think of it, Charlton, you're going to follow procedure and you get to follow protocols and rules, right? Because that's what the military is all about.
Books. It's all about, look, here, this is the procedure. This is the structure. This is what you're operating, you know, your code, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give it to you. We're going to give you the book, and you're going to follow everything to the T. And that's what, again, so many service members were trained during their entire career is how to follow the order of things. And so many companies, not just in Louisiana, but nationwide, recognize that the trainability of veterans is something that is extremely valuable to their mission.
What would you like veterans that are listening right now to take away from this?
What I want every veteran to know is this. Look, we are here for you. Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs, the federal VA. My entire job is to make sure that I'm taking care of veterans and their families, period. And so I would tell you this, if you're a veteran who has never explored whether you have, you should have a VA rating or that you should be receiving some sort of VA compensation, please reach out to us. My website is vetaffairs.la.gov. My phone number is 877-GO-VA, so 432-8982. If you're a veteran who's sitting on a very old rating, so we talk to so many veterans, particularly your Vietnam veterans, who may have a low disability rating that may be significantly increased as a result of new legislation like the PACT Act. Let us take a look at it. You may be entitled to additional compensation as a result of new legislation. So let my team take care of you as much as we can. And so that's what I want everybody to know is that we are a resource. This is our passion. I've got 74 counselors throughout the entire state whose job it is to take care of veterans. And it's not just on the employment side. It's not just on the benefit side, but it's everything. We have a suicide summit coming up, prevention summit in Lafayette in a few weeks, where we're going to be talking to industry and mental health providers on what we can do to continue to improve the mental health of our veterans. We have elder care in the state. I have 5 veterans homes positioned strategically throughout the state to help older veterans who are looking for that type of care. In fact, if you're a veteran who has a 70% rating or higher from the VA, you can actually go into one of those homes for free. So there's so many resources that veterans may be entitled to. And I just ask, look, talk to us. If we can help you, we're going to help you. And we want to be able to take care of you and your family without question.
Somebody texted in and wanted to know about disability. If you have to be, I guess, diagnosed with a disability when you're separated, or can that happen after you're out of the service?
No. So it all depends on a nexus. So if you had what we call a service-connected injury, mm-hmm. and it's in your medical records, as long as you can show that injury is tied to your time in the military, you can apply for a VA rating. And so, you know, oftentimes, again, we'll talk to a lot of veterans who were exposed to maybe burn pits, right? Mm-hmm. When I was in Iraq, the burn pit was 1 mile away. It was one of those things that would greet me in the morning in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so you'll have plenty of veterans who had much, much closer exposure to these burn pits that have caused, you know, lung issues and potential cancer issues. And the VA has acknowledged that there are some what we call presumptive conditions that would entitle a veteran to VA compensation. The other thing I would tell every veteran, if you haven't signed up for VA healthcare, I think you need to. It's a must. I want every veteran to sign up for VA healthcare, whether you have a rating or not. That resource is there for you. And I'll tell you, I go to the VA. That's my primary hospital in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They have done phenomenal. I rarely talk to a veteran who feels that their care isn't anything but great at the VA. Now, of course, some folks have issues, and that's going to be everywhere mm-hmm. in medical care. But your VA, the compassion that hospital is showing, not just in New Orleans, but in Shreveport and Alexandria, it's not the VA that I grew up with my grandfather going to. It is a completely different entity, and they are doing wonderful things for our veterans.
Give me some contact information for veterans that are listening right now, Charlton.
Yeah, my website, again, is vetaffairs.la.gov. My phone number is 877-432-8982. I've got offices in every parish throughout the state, including Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany. And all of my counselors who are in these offices, they're all veterans as well. Every last one of my counselors is a veteran, so it's a requirement to be in that position because they understand the needs of veterans, veterans helping veterans. And so, again, the website has all the locations there. You can give us a call. We can help you get to one of the locations as needed. I just want to make sure, again, that this group of men and women who took an oath to our nation are taken care of as much as we can take care of them.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Good to talk to you again. Charlton McGinley, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Veteran Affairs. We're going to talk about blood shortage when we come back. It's 9:31, 21 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Over on I-10 East, Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans, have a few brake lights right around Williams that eases pretty quickly, remains clear to downtown from there. I-10 West New Orleans East to downtown has cleared of all delay. Downtown Elevated clear to the flyover lightly congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection open in both directions. Huey P. Long on the Causeway, no delays there. I-55 North and Southbound free and clear, no delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P on WWL.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.